Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again in a green field in the middle of the mitten from the mothership, Black Diamond Group, with my good friend Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle. Craig, welcome back to the show.
Todd, how the heck are you?
Craig, I'm just so happy when I see you.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're on every morning on 98.5 UPS.
Yes, that is true.
And Saturday.
Yes, that is true. I am.
We're back in the mothership.
I love the mothership, man. You don't understand.
How do you like how I have it designed? Look at this
fantastic.
Place.
It's fantastic. I love it. I love the snowboard you got. You got the t-shirts. You got
skateboards.
I like the neon signs.
Yep,
love
yep. Bear
love
Hunter
it.
Books. He brought us these books. Got some great books right here.
Yeah.
One for myself and Dr. Bob. Hey, opening up strong once again with the zombies.
Love the zombies.
I love the
zombies. Love them.
No, love the zombies.
Probably my three favorite 60s groups, Beatles, Stones, Zombies.
Okay. Right, I'm going to lose a lot of listeners right here.
Okay.
I've never been a Beatles fan.
Really?
I the Stones I'm okay with. Not because I was born in 65.
Okay.
And I came into music early 70s.
Yep.
You know, I just can't do the Beatles. But here's what's really odd. The Paul McCartney and the Wings.
Right.
I love them.
Okay.
Which is really bizarre because I don't like the Beatles and it's Paul singing.
But you know why that is? Most people's musical wheelhouse is about junior high through college. So when did you start junior high?
It was such a blur, I can't remember.
76, 77?
Okay, sounds good to me.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. That's, Wings was hot right then, you know? I mean, that's when Jet was out and stuff like that. That's your musical wheelhouse,
but
man.
But the Zombies, that song, how does that song start?
It's a time.
Of the season. Of the season.
When something dry.
We were singing. Nobody wants to hear us sing.
Maybe I'll slide that
We're
in.
A law show, by the way. Hey, we have a law show. We have a lot of law to get to here.
I know, which is amazing.
We are going to be, I got some complaints.
Okay.
But before we get to that, we're going to be talking, we have a hemp update.
Okay.
And we also have some information in regards to an extortion case involving cell phones, bikinis, all kinds of good information.
That's crazy.
We read that before the show.
Yeah, we were looking at it. It's
crazy. Thought that was great to talk about.
Yes.
Also, the House passed a bill last week that affects overtime pay.
Oh, really?
Shocking.
Okay.
And in Michigan, there's a law, as an attorney, I had no idea existed until I listened to your show and heard you talk about it.
Would it be the speed limit law?
No, but that is increased.
Okay, yeah, that is. I came to the middle of the green field and drove 75 here.
Yeah, you did.
It was amazing, yeah.
Because we're in the middle of the mitten.
I know.
And it's a beautiful green field.
Yes, it is.
You gotta better believe it, baby. But before we get to all that information.
Okay.
Before the show, you and I were, we went to a store together.
Yes, we did.
We did. True story.
Yep.
And we were buying some stuff for, you know, to wake us up, some coffee.
Sure.
Some donuts.
Yep, I got some Mountain Dew.
And I had in my hand a little hand sanitizer.
All right.
After we bought everything.
Okay.
And as you know, I dropped the hand sanitizer on the floor.
Yeah.
And you said to me,
pick the hand sanitizer up. Get it off the floor.
I said, Craig, first off, it's a hand sanitizer. I'm not picking a hand sanitizer off the floor until I sanitize it. So I left the hand sanitizer on the floor but I made sure a worker knew so nobody would step and fall, and they cleaned it up and threw it away. So my dilemma is the hand sanitizer's on the floor. I didn't want to pick it up off the dirty floor unless it was sanitized.
But think about it this way, Todd. It's hand sanitizer. What it touches gets sanitized.
But the thing is, I would have to hold the plastic part to get the sanitation part out, and then I would have to wipe it all over the bottle to clean the bottle, which fell on the floor.
But if you picked up the bottle and you put the hand sanitizer in your hand, the actual liquid part, and then you put the bottle down and then washed your hands, you would be sanitized.
Craig, I love you. You know that, right?
I do.
Why couldn't you tell me that when we were at the store?
I wasn't thinking about it.
It was a brand new hand sanitizer.
I might have been looking at the girl behind the counter. I wasn't thinking about
it. Okay. Well, she was very nice, and she said, have a nice day.
Yes, she did.
And she was just very friendly. And then we go to the gas station. And we're getting gas, and you're inside the gas station. I come in to pay.
Okay.
And we're just in the gas station.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other when we were at the checkout, and I think we had the same concern. Gas station pizza.
Oh, dude.
There's something very concerning about that. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just I'm concerned.
I'm going to tell you
something. Are you concerned?
Especially Michigan gas station pizza. This is nothing against Michigan. I love the state, but I've lived other places where gas stations have actual delis, and they make real food. Gas stations in Michigan don't have that, man.
Can't do it.
No.
Gas station pizza.
Not especially if it isn't fresh. Oh, my God. If it's 2 hours old, you might as well be eating gas station, bricks.
But there are some stations out there, some really good stations, and I want to give a big shout out to a great guy.
Okay.
To this man, the fellow employees, and all the owners. You ready for this?
Okay.
Fick and Sons.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Hollingsworth. Yep. Just met Jay. Can I just tell you, what a great guy. Met Jay. He was just friendly. He was walking around the gas station. This they also are part of the Arby's there, the Super 8 Motel. Yep. It's right in Roscommon, Michigan, right at 4 Mile, heading north.
Just south of Grayling.
Yeah. Yep. What a great guy. Yep. I would eat their pizza.
Yeah. Fick and Sons are good people. No, they do a lot of stuff with the radio station.
But the employees now, I think the employees took over. They sold it to the employees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That gas station right there.
Correct.
The one there with
and
the
Arby's Super 8 and the Arby's and all that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that place is so clean. If we had dropped the hand sanitizer there, I would have picked it up. I'm just saying. But hey, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. You're listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, coming to you now 1 hour earlier, Craig, from 8 to 9 a.m. on three stations.
Yeah, 98.5 UPS, 95.5 and Rock 105 out of Traverse City and Sheboygan. And covering the whole top of the mitt.
And if you, I love the mitt, and I love the state of Superior above the bridge.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's what they say.
I know you do.
And if you miss any portion of this show or you'd like to catch any previous shows, Podbean, SoundCloud, and iTunes, it's a free podcast.
That's perfect.
Here's a law in Michigan I did not know existed.
Okay.
Apparently, because I was listening to you.
Okay.
It is illegal, this is crazy, to leave your automobile running.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You cannot leave. So the issue was, there was an individual who was fined a couple $100s and fought it.
Yep.
It's going to change.
It is.
The laws change. Can you believe that?
Why would
in your own driveway?
Yeah. I mean, every city every municipality has its own rules.
No, it's a state law.
I know.
I think we should all turn ourselves in.
Now, to be honest, I think there was a police officer that might have had a little bit of time on their hands, because why would you nail somebody? I mean, have you ever heard of anybody else getting hit for that?
I know, but you want to know something? I am a defense attorney. I practice out of Mount Pleasant, the entire upper northern Michigan, 772-6000, shameless plug there. I don't need to do that. It's just a shameless plug.
But you did.
But I can't, I don't know. The officer, I support law enforcement, so you'll never hear me criticize any law enforcement agencies on this show. That doesn't mean I don't go up against them in court, but I respect the heck out of all the men and women in uniform and in the military, as you do.
Of course.
But law, who knew you can't leave a vehicle running? You can't even warm it up.
In your driveway.
Anywhere.
In your driveway.
Especially at the gas station.
Yeah. Well, now that's a different story. That's got safety.
It's the state law.
It's safety. But in your own driveway, I do that almost every morning. I start the car up early. I'll come downstairs a few minutes later, and I'll get in the car and go to work.
That's going
to
change, though.
I know. They're going to change.
So the speed limit law has changed. So make sure you check with your local jurisdiction. If you don't know, call your local state police post, sheriff's department. They're happy to educate you. But it's all over the state. Look it up online. But you can now drive 75 miles an hour in 70-mile zones.
I can tell you there's three main roads you can do that on.
All right. Let's hear it. 75?
131. Just north of Grand Rapids, Howard City exit all the way to Cadillac. 127 from just where it changes over south of Ithaca all the way up to where it runs into I-75, and then 75 from Bay County all the way to the Mackinac Bridge.
Okay,
those are three specific ones where you can go 75.
But we both agree on one thing.
What's that?
If you have a Mustang, don't drive 20 miles. I'm just saying, I'm still upset about that 3 weeks
ago. We cannot let that go.
We have to go to break. Hey, we'll be right back here on the Todd Levitt Law Show with Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle after a word from our sponsors. And Craig, be sure to tip the waitstaff on the way out. We'll be right back.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with the zombies. Oh, yeah. Once again, we played it about 3-4 weeks ago, Craig. I just can't get enough of that.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Is he rich? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live? Take it to me slowly
one more time.
Wait. I really want to know. It's the time
of the season for loving.
I love that song.
Great song.
Hey, guess what?
We should never sing again?
Never again. But right now, I just want to say that kudos to all the states, the sovereign states across the country. There are now 28 legal medical marijuana states and D.C.
Cool.
Currently as we speak. And, you know, I'm not going to get into this because we talk about it a lot.
Sure.
But I'm a big CBD guy. I'm an advocate. I want the federal government to end federal prohibition against cannabis and hemp as a Schedule I drug. It's time to hear the call of the people of this beautiful country from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Alaska all the way to Hawaii.
And north of the border, they're going to be doing it in June.
And north of the border.
July next year.
People ask me all the time, Craig, when is Michigan going rec? Well, once we got these Facilities License Act in place and regulations come out, I believe about a year from that, we're going to be rec. And that's what everyone is saying. But here's what. What? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I know you don't want to talk much about this, but...
Well, I love talking about
it. How much do you think in tax revenue the state of Michigan will be able to collect when marijuana is recreational?
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And yeah. You know what? I got to say something, because I haven't given this update in a long time. A lot of the communities, I want to thank all the men and women who are supervisors, who are on the boards, who are really, you know, listening to the members of their communities and are opting in to the Facilities Act.
Right.
And it's amazing. And you know what they're doing? They're becoming educated. They're speaking, they're going to seminars. Michigan State University has put on a number of seminars. The Township Municipal Association has attorneys that are educating people. But the supervisors and the board members themselves, the mayors, the council members, are taking the time to become educated. I field calls all the time from these people.
Right.
And I love when I get the message, hey, Todd, there's a supervisor from so-and-so on the phone. Can you take the call? Absolutely. So thank you to the elected officials for listening to the people.
And that's what it's all about.
And
that's what it's all
more
about.
Will come aboard once some of the regulations come out, which we're waiting for, and they'll make good decisions. How would you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We're going to switch gears
okay,
here.
We're going to talk about law.
No, we're going to talk completely about law.
Okay.
And there's an extortion case.
Okay.
There was a ruling in an extortion case that we will now pose the question that if you have a cell phone, your passcode, is it protected or not protected? If there's a case, there's a legal case, and the prosecutor is prosecuting you, Craig, for whatever reason.
All right.
And your phone possibly contains evidence, but there's a passcode on it.
Sure.
So the question is, can the prosecutor file a motion to compel the judge to force you, via an order of the court, to release your passcode to find out what's on the phone?
I would
and very specific information on a phone.
Right. I would think they'd be able to, but I don't know why. I would think you'd, I would think much like much the same way a search warrant. If you think there's something in a there's a knife in the car that they think is I killed somebody with, you would think they would be able to get a search warrant to search my car to try and find the knife.
A search warrant has to be very specific. And you don't want it too broad. It has to be very narrow. It has to be able to stand on all fours. Well, do you recall the Apple FBI case where the FBI was trying to get into an Apple phone and they weren't, Apple refused.
Right.
This was in regards to someone that was deceased, so they could not obtain the passcode to begin with.
Okay.
How can you compel a deceased person to open the passcode?
Sure, you can.
Apple refused. It was a big Fifth Amendment issue, whether or not, you know, by being ordered to release your password, are you incriminating yourself? Because you're providing incriminating information that could be used against you in a court of law, or do you have privacy issues with that? Well, so look, because the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution declares this, that no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. And so this is a case, it arose out of, I think, Florida. It was an extortion case involving bikini-clad models. I just want to say bikini. Say the word bikini.
I want to look at the bikini-clad models.
Yeah. Bikini-clad models,
okay.
Social media celebrities, and images. And it sparked a really intriguing legal debate that we're now discussing right here in regards to phone security and the Fifth Amendment. So, again, can authorities access potentially incriminating information on your phone by compelling you, Craig, to reveal your passcode? Or is the access to your phone secrets protected under the Constitution? Well, the answer, at least in this particular case we're going to talk about, is that the passcodes were not protected, and a circuit court ruled that in court. So here's the facts. The case stemmed from a boyfriend and girlfriend, very popular on social media.
Okay.
And they had sexually explicit videos and photos of another social media star.
Okay.
This happened in Miami.
All right. Makes sense.
And I'm not going to mention names.
Right.
But the boyfriend and girlfriend were seeking $18,000 from this other social media star.
Right.
Or they were going to expose the videos and the pictures. It's called sextortion.
Sure.
So as part of the ongoing investigation, the prosecutors sought to search the phones of the boyfriend and girlfriend. And the attorney for the defendants refused.
Sure.
Because they were being prosecuted.
Right.
Because, I mean, obviously it's sextortion. It's extortion, sextortion. And attorneys for the two suspects, as I would, push back, arguing that the passcodes are equivalent to self-incriminating testimony that should be protected under the Fifth Amendment.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm not a lawyer, and you are. And I
but
watch,
you play one on the radio.
You'd be amazed when I play on the radio.
Hey now. Hey now.
Hey now. So, like, when you watch Law & Order, here's a great example. You know,
I watch Better Call Saul. I don't even watch Law & Order.
I understand. It's a TV show.
Okay.
But, so now one of the things that they do on that TV show is they can go to the phone company and get phone records. They can get transcriptions of text. Wouldn't they be able to go to the phone company and say, download all of the pictures and videos off this phone? Wouldn't they be able to get around that, having to get through the phone from the actual person, their passcode? Wouldn't they be able to go to the phone company, obtain a search warrant to the phone company for the for what is on that phone with just being able to circumvent going through the people?
So here's how it works.
Okay.
You're the victim.
Okay.
You go to your local law enforcement agency in the city or community which has jurisdiction in which you live.
Okay.
You file a police report.
Right.
It's then turned over to a detective.
Sure.
Or in smaller communities, an officer.
Right.
That officer is going to review the information and listen to your story. If the officer feels that there is a threat and there is something illegal potentially taking place, that officer will then take that information to the prosecutor's office.
Right.
Request a warrant.
Okay.
For the charges.
All right.
So the prosecutor will then issue the prosecutor will look at the police report, look at the facts, and see if the facts and the report, is there any law that was broken? And then if there is, then the officer will pick the information back up, go in front of a magistrate, and request a warrant for the charges, but a warrant can also be requested even before charges come down in a lot of cases to serve on phone companies, other corporations,
sure,
for them to release the name and address of the owner of a particular phone or IP address if it relates to a computer. Because, okay, folks, when you're on a computer, if it's a static computer that's in your office that's plugged into the wall, Tell them what an IP address is, Craig.
IP, it's your internet protocol address.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So if you're going after somebody online, what the officer is going to do or the detective is, they're going to trace back your IP address. But here's the problem. Want to hear the problem with computers now?
I would love to.
So if you have a laptop and you're sitting in a coffee house and you're using their Wi-Fi, it's called a floating IP address.
Sure.
And unless you can pinpoint the exact date and time and they have cameras, then you may the odds are you're not going to find out who was on that computer. It's very difficult.
Well, I understand.
But here's the other thing.
Okay.
There's enough information and technology out there. You know, there's the internet and then there's the underworld internet.
Right.
You're aware of that.
Yes.
I don't know if people out there realize that.
Yes.
There's two parts.
The black internet.
The black internet. Where there's people that can do coding and all kinds of encryption that nobody has no clue.
Yeah. Unless you do that.
But the point is, there are ways to trace everything.
Sure.
If the government wants you, they're going to find you.
Yeah.
And there are some great detectives out there, because I'm a defense attorney, that will obtain these search warrants, serve them on these Sprint or AT&T or Facebook.
Or Yahoo.
They'll release all the IP addresses, phone numbers. It's nuts what's out there. And here's the other thing. Everywhere you go, you're on video.
Oh, yeah. There's cameras everywhere.
There's cameras everywhere.
It always blows my mind. I'll be watching the news and you'll see somebody. There was a lady on the news a couple of weeks ago where she was stealing clothes or something from a laundromat or something. And I'm like, you don't think there's a camera in there that's not going to catch it? Just because it's 2:45 in the morning doesn't mean that you're going to be on camera. They're going to find you.
There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there is.
But every computer has what's equal to a social security number.
Yeah.
It has an IP address.
Yep.
And it's unbelievable if you really talk to these tech people. Well, you're a tech guy.
Not that much.
I think you are. Come on, I was just giving you some praise, aren't you? You want to find
I'm a big tech guy. That's
you're
what I am.
You're a huge tech guy. And you can sing the zombies. But here's what I'm going to say. Regards to whether or not law enforcement should be able to and the prosecutor should be able to get a judge assign an order compelling someone to release their passcodes, no way. I'm a defense attorney. I say no way. It was a circuit court judge in Florida. This will surely go up to the United States Supreme Court. It'll go through the courts in Florida.
You don't think it'll get overturned somewhere?
I'm hoping that, you know, that there, because here's the thing. You cannot allow law enforcement and the prosecutors to go on a fishing expedition. There's other things in that telephone that have nothing to do with the case at hand, and it could incriminate you.
Yep.
And here's another thing. It's not my job to do law enforcement's and the prosecutor's job for them. If they can't get into my phone, it's not my job to incriminate myself and give up evidence. It's their job to prove I'm guilty, innocent until proven guilty.
You're a smart guy, Ty.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
No, why should you incriminate? People say all the time, I got a call from this officer, that officer, should I talk? No. Look, I have a lot of law enforcement friends that listen to the show. They're not going to like what I'm about to say. I always feel that if an officer is investigating you, they need you to help them complete their investigation. Why would you do that?
They need you a lot more than you
exactly.
need
Exactly. But there's a lot of great officers out there. I support them. We have to go to break.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, I'm very concerned again, because during the last break, you mentioned that we should go back to that gas station where the concerning piece of pizza was.
Okay.
And really take another look at it.
No.
Because you said it might be okay. Gas station pizza? Would you eat a gas station hot dog?
No. Well, I have.
Okay.
With lack of better judgment,
Would you release me your passcode on your phone during break?
No.
We'll be right back. Todd Levitt Law Show with Craig Russell from The Morning
Hustle.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting once again from the middle of the mitten in a beautiful green field from the mothership with my friend Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle, Black Diamond Broadcast Group. What a mothership.
I want to know, I didn't realize, I mean, I know what kind of a talented guy, the riding the bikes and the law and the radio show, and the snowboard and the whole nine. How do you keep the grass so green in the green field? How do you do that? Do you have people come in? Do you do it?
You know, here's the secret. One word.
Okay.
Nutrients. One word, nutrients.
Somehow, and that doesn't surprise me.
One word, nutrients.
Not a surprise.
And proper lighting.
Yeah, there
it's
you
outdoor
go.
Lighting. Yeah. Right now, we got the mothership roof open here. We just came back strong with the zombies, and we're talking a lot of law here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, aka yours truly,
Todd L. Levitt, lawyer at large.
And if you're just tuning in, you know, for I don't know 5, 6, 7 years, we've been broadcasting this show Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 UPS, and now we're what?
Now you're 8 to 9 on 98.5 UPS, also on 95.5 and Rock 105 out of Traverse City and Sheboygan.
And I want to thank all our sponsors, Happy Hydro, you know, Clark, Chad Malley, Power Motorsports. We got a lot of great sponsors.
Yeah.
Amazing. Hey, we got some, we're going to talk right now about overtime pay.
Okay.
But before we get to that, I want to ask all the men out there a question.
All right.
Okay, I'm shopping, literally, this is a true story, with my girl.
All right.
My girlfriend, we're shopping.
Okay.
Okay? She says, we need paper toweling.
All right.
Okay, a fair request. Because if you're a guy, we can only, you know, there's a point in time when we're shopping with women where our time expires.
Yeah.
It goes back to being... Even, you know, it goes back to our grandmothers and our mothers dragging us to all the department stores, Northland, 12 Oaks, Fairland, Lakeside. I used to work at Oakland Mall. We, us guys, as boys, it's inert in our DNA. We time out.
Yep.
We start heading to the sports section, to the
electronics.
Yep. So I'm shopping. Well, first of all, I don't want to offend women, but if you're paying for the groceries that day, if you let your woman get ahead of you, it's going to cost you. You got to control what's going in the cart. I'm just saying.
You have to do that with kids, too.
And here's one thing, and I'm not trying to be funny. You can't skimp on toilet paper.
Agreed.
All right, so
agreed.
I'm told, hey, Todd, can you go get some paper towel? It's in the other aisle.
Okay.
I come back to the cart with, I think it was like a 9-pack of paper towel.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to buy the most expensive, so I don't know. I just grab some rolls.
Sure.
Put it in the cart.
All right.
And what do you think happened?
She's already got the cart full.
No.
No.
She
tells you you've got to go back and get the different kind.
Why?
Because you didn't get enough.
No, I did not get paper towel that contains a pretty pattern.
Oh.
Wait a minute. First off, what, are you kidding me? Since when is it important for paper towel? Nobody's going to see you use it. The most important thing is that it soaks up whatever you're using it for. Who cares if it has a pan? I mean, this is a serious story.
Have you not had a girlfriend for a long time, man?
I don't like to talk about my personal life, and this is the same person that spent 2 hours trying to, you know, pack everything from one old person to a newer person that was a lot smaller. That's all I'm just saying, guys, do you feel me on this?
Sometimes you just got to let some of that stuff go.
And a big
sometimes you just got to say, you know, all right, I'll go back and get the pretty patterns.
No.
If it's going to keep harmony in the house,
no.
You got to do that.
Nope, it's not happening. Paper towel's paper towel. We don't need a pretty pattern. I'm a guy. I control the paper towel. Big shout out, by the way, to Big Hair Jerry. Big shout out to Jerry. Big Hair Jerry.
Big Hair Jerry.
He listens
Who's
to the show. He's a good buddy of mine.
Okay.
We raced in the Rust Shaker last weekend. I'm one of the sponsors up at Mid-Michigan Community College.
Oh, okay.
Great race. Raises money for scholarships for students. I started off at community college for a year.
Sure.
So Jerry and myself and everybody, we shredded the single gnar, had a great race.
Cool.
Overtime.
Yeah, overtime pay. I'm interested
in this. The House last week passed a bill that affects overtime pay.
State House or House of Representatives?
House of Representatives, federal government.
Okay.
And the measure, which was backed by, and I'm not a Democrat or Republican, I'm an American.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about a story where it was backed by the Republicans, and it would let Craig employers give workers paid time off instead of time and a half.
Okay.
Okay, paid time off instead of time and a half.
Right. Because, you know, there's new regulations and new laws for overtime, no matter if you are part-time or you're hourly or your salary that you have.
What's more valuable to the listeners? Time and a half or paid time off?
I would say paid time off.
I think time and a half.
Really?
Yeah. Because you still get time off, but maybe time and a half is so valuable because you can, oh, here's the reason why. Maybe you only get 6 weeks of time off during the year, six weeks. But in overtime, you could, let's say you were working at one of the big three back in the day, because, you know, a lot of our family and friends were working overtime day in and day out, year in and year out, and making a good living for our families. I say the time and a half is more valuable.
Now, it's too bad.
You see my point?
Yeah, but it's too bad Jim Chase isn't here this week.
Love Jim Chase.
With the labor, we were talking last week about the unions and everything. This would be a great one for him because I'm sure he would have an opinion about this.
Jim Chase, Cut to the Chase with Dave Johnson. Buck Geno coming back on the show soon. Yep. And
so keep that for them. We'll talk about it, but keep this because I'm sure they'll have something to say about that.
Okay, between the two of us,
okay,
I'm taking the time and a half.
And I'm taking the paid time off. And here's why. I'll tell you why. Because you know what? You work most hourly jobs. Let's say you're the guy, you're that girl working at the gas station that we saw, who was really nice and really friendly. My guess is the only time off she gets is if she's not working. So she doesn't get any vacation. She probably either makes money when she's working, and if she takes time off, that comes out of her pocket. You know, if I, like, her kid is sick someday and she can't come into work, she doesn't get paid for that. You either get paid when you're working. If you're off, you're not working. Having a single mom like that being able to take a day off and still get paid and be able to keep her normal income coming in probably would be pretty valuable.
Okay, there's going to be, I'm an employer.
Okay.
Okay. I pay for vacation time.
Okay.
So if my employees go, you know, if they take a week off, it's paid.
Okay.
Because I appreciate how hard they work for our clients we represent here at Levitt Law Firm all over the northern part of Michigan and the UP. The Superior State. You've heard that before, right?
I have heard that before.
So, I mean, I'm not a big business where I have a ton of employees.
Right.
But I value my employees. I pay for their vacation time.
Sure. They get time off.
Right. Time off.
Paid time off.
So then that's your position. Paid time off.
Exactly. But, right. But not everybody is you. Bigger companies, you know, McDonald's, if you work at a fast food restaurant, you work in a grocery store, place like that, if you're just an hourly worker, you don't get paid time off. You don't get paid vacation. You either are working or you're not working.
Nice transition. I just saw the Ray Kroc story.
Oh, the founder.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I love that. I want to see that movie. I've not seen it.
According to the movie of how, you know, he screwed over the McDonald brothers.
Oh, yeah, totally.
In fact, not only
did
he...
He was a jerk.
He made the McDonald brothers take the Big M down from first McDonald's.
But without him, there wouldn't be McDonald's because they didn't want a franchise. They did not
go
see
to Taco Bell.
They did not see the vision. They did not... He was a jerk. No way around it, but he saw the vision. He could look ahead 20 years and see 20,000 McDonald's restaurants. Now, most recognizable brand on earth, 30,000 restaurants all over the world. The McDonald's brothers, they would have had 7 restaurants total. They would have never expanded.
We're speaking of brands right
now.
I got something unique. Well, I got friends who work at UPS, great men and women.
Okay.
And I have people that work at FedEx.
Okay.
But next time you see the FedEx logo, do you ever notice anything about that logo?
Orange and blue.
No. Look at the words FedEx. There's an arrow in the middle of the words pointing, directing. And right, if you look at FedEx, it points. There's an arrow right
in
the middle
of
the words.
Is it coming out of the F?
You know, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
But there's an arrow in there. It's a very clever logo.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
You know a logo I always see?
What?
You see the
Todd L. Levitt Law Show?
Well, that's a great logo.
That's a great logo. I got a tattoo of it.
Do I want to see this?
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You want some gas station pizza?
I'd rather see the tattoo before we eat gas station pizza.
It is concerning.
I'm telling you.
No, the pizza.
The Wendy's logo. Have you seen the Wendy's with the girl? She's got a little collar around. It spells mom.
Never saw it. Well, you know who Wendy is, right?
Wendy was Dave Thomas's daughter.
Exactly.
Dave Thomas, who was born in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, guess who Dave Thomas worked for?
He worked for Colonel
Kentucky
Sanders.
Fried Chicken.
Colonel Sanders.
You know, Colonel Sanders, folks, by the way, didn't really hit success until he was in his 60s.
You want to talk about fast food stuff with me, man. You're messing with the wrong person.
I thought I'm hanging tight.
I will. Well, and
am I hanging tight?
Have you ever been to Colonel Sanders' first restaurant?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
No.
Do you like gladiators, by the way? Hey, if you're just tuning in.
Don't call me Shirley. Thank you.
I am the movie Airplane.
Yeah.
Great reference. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about the Big Lebowski next. Hey, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting in the mothership, in a green field, in the middle of the mud, in the middle of the mitten with my good friend Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle, my producer, editor, co-host, whatever you want to call him. Hey, Craig, we have equipment. We're going to be calling. I've been saying this week in and week out.
I know you have.
But you know what's coming.
I do.
I'm not just saying that.
Yep.
We're
going to
be
coming. We really ordered it.
We're going to have lawyers from states where we have legal cannabis, medical marijuana. We're going to be talking to men and women who have fought the fight in regards to where Michigan's headed.
Right.
So we can avoid all the pitfalls.
That'll be fantastic.
You know, what's coming?
The equipment
should be here within the next week.
Sweet.
We're going to be making some phone calls. Ran into my good friend Gazi Alec of Alec and Jenkins. I love you guys. Congratulations to one of your kids getting married.
Oh, cool.
Yep, congratulations for that. And Gazi specializes in family law.
Okay.
And he will be coming on to talk anything and everything family law.
Cool.
He used to be my co-host.
Okay.
Love him.
Long time ago, must have been.
No, not too long ago. Okay. No, about a year and a half ago. He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy.
Sure.
I mean, we didn't break up for any reason. We were never dating. We didn't break up for any reason. Hey, we do have some more law. We're going to finish this last segment strong.
All right.
No, really strong.
With real law.
Yeah, we're going to play rock, paper, scissors to see who's going to be the first guy to eat that gas station pizza.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we're going to have to water this green field.
Oh, that's what it is, water.
Fertilization. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting hundreds of thousands of watts strong, podcasting all across planet Earth, and we're in a green field broadcasting and podcasting.
Hey, man, do you got any of that paper towel you were talking about?
No,
because I just went out in water and I tracked a bunch of mud in. I'm sorry, man.
Listen, dude.
I'm sorry.
You cannot irritate the green field.
I was watering. I was I needed water.
Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
No.
Okay, well, Breaking Bad, Walter White. Okay, and Jesse.
Right.
Okay, look, first of all.
Bryan Cranston's a great
actor. A great show. Great. I don't want anyone to go out there and produce meth.
No.
But in the show,
they
wore these outfits to, you know, sanitize the room.
Right.
When you're in this green field that the studio is in the middle of right here, you got to use proper sanitation. You can't track mud through my green field like this. Look at all that mud. What am I going to do with that?
That's what I said, paper towel, man. We got to use a paper towel. Paper towel.
But by the way,
I
want to just say something to some of the critics out there
who
have a right to oppose everything I stand for in regards to ending federal prohibition against cannabis.
Okay.
You know, for decades and decades and decades, there's been a war on drugs.
Sure.
There's if you really study what cannabinoids are, and by the way, the gentleman that discovered THC is from Israel.
Okay.
He's still alive.
Oh, wow.
Great guy. But there's so much good in the hemp plant and in certain cannabinoids and CBDs. There's a lot of medicinal aspects to everything that is involved in legalization of cannabis. I want to see this country and the state of Michigan to get to the point where you have doctors, medical doctors, who are able to say, look, here's a script, go to this provisioning center in Clare, Mount Pleasant, and get yourself some medicine. That's where I want to see it go. Mm-hmm. I want to see the medical profession, which some are doing around the country, start to embrace more so publicly the CBDs. I mean, if we get the medical profession behind all these medical aspects and the benefits of some of these cannabinoids, then maybe the federal government will listen and remove hemp and cannabis from Schedule 1 and allow people to bank and credit unions and doctors to get involved. I mean, there's so much good that can be done out there.
I love what you said last segment. You said, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm an American.
We're Americans first.
We're Americans. And you know what one of the best parts about being an American is? And it's weird, because I know you've been to Canada before.
Love Canada.
Canada
has a lot of family in Canada.
Canada is a lot like America. It's a lot like it, but it is slightly different. I remember I was staying in Sault Ste. Marie one time and staying in a hotel, 4 o'clock in the morning, a whole bunch of hockey kids were staying in this hotel, 4 o'clock in the morning, fire alarm goes off. Now, normally, if the fire alarm goes off, you'd think the manager would go around, knock on the door, say, hey, the fire alarm is going off, you got to get out. They didn't. They just walked around and started opening the doors and said, you got to get out. You know, now what if I was doing something personal? I don't want them coming in and opening, but this is Canada. It's not America. They can do things like that. And you don't think about it until something like that happens. This is America. If I, and I don't, but if I wanted to use cannabinoids, if I wanted to use cannabis, if I wanted to use hemp, whatever, that should be my right to do that. It isn't hurting anyone else. It's only affecting or harming
it's
me.
It's helping you.
It's or helping me. That should be my choice as an American, as an adult American. Not the governments, not people who oppose it. I mean, you can have, you know, if you don't like it, nobody's making you do it.
And here's one other thing. Always consult with a physician or your family physician before you look. We're not recommending right now. Let's just get this straight. I am an attorney. Big disclaimer here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We're not recommending that you go out and do something without speaking to your doctor first,
sure,
to make sure that you're not doing something that's counterproductive to some medicine that he or she already prescribed.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But my point is, I would like to see, and there's a lot of doctors who actually believe in the medicinal aspects of these cannabinoids, but I want to see the American Medical Association take a stance. I want to see some of these big organizations that have a lot of money, that have a lot of strings and buttons they pull in Washington, start to stand up for the frickin' people of the United States of America, because we're Americans first before Republicans, independents, or Democrats.
Dude, I've been pointing at you for the last 30 seconds.
I'm serious.
Put it right on there. They've got the money. They got to put their money where their mouth is.
It's all about money. It's all about money.
Put your money where your mouth is. Things will change.
Hey, and I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. I practice out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, by the way.
I know.
And look, I am a defense attorney. I've been representing individuals in regards to drinking and driving cases for over 23 years. I've been specializing in defending people under the Medical Marijuana Act. I do a lot of, you know, I'm in a college town, but I'm all over. I go to Gaylord, Roscommon, mm-hmm, Grand Traverse, UP. You know, I've represented a lot of good men and women. There's a lot of good men and women out there who have made poor choices.
Sure.
You want to hear something, though, that really bothered me?
Sure.
We have some time left.
We got a few minutes, yeah.
I'm in court last week.
Okay.
Which is obvious.
Really?
I mean, I'm always in court.
Yeah, you are.
By the way, I wear really shiny shoes. I wear wedding shoes.
Do you?
Yeah, I wear black wedding shoes.
My feet always hurt when I wear
those. Dude, my shoes shine, because if you're going to court, you got to look good.
Oh, yeah, you got to look the part.
Because I can tell you, people are always saying, wow, those shoes are shiny. Why wouldn't I wear shiny shoes?
To look good.
Right, but yeah. I'm in court last week.
Okay, now do you tell your defendants to make sure they wear
a
tie, jacket, make sure you look respectful?
Not a tie and jacket, but I say, look, do not come to court in jeans.
Yep.
Do not come in khakis, nice shirt and tie,
yep,
or a nice button up or a sweater. You have some respect for yourself,
yep,
because folks, I'm going to tell you right now, the judges will look at you and say that person has respect for themselves. Maybe they made a poor decision or a poor choice, but they respect the process. They respect the court, and it helps,
yep,
in some cases.
I'm sure it does.
I'm in court.
Okay.
And when you're in circuit court, on criminal call, they'll bring the prisoners out.
Right.
Young lady. Pregnant young lady in jail.
Okay.
Given birth in 2 months.
Wow.
She was on bond for something. They were doing random drug testing.
Okay.
She's in jail because she failed her random drug testing awaiting her trial.
Pregnant?
Pregnant.
Failed the drug test?
What do you think showed up in her system?
Cocaine.
What else?
Heroin.
Yep. Xanax. And some other, there was four of them. I couldn't remember the fourth one.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm just looking at this poor girl. And you know something? Okay, this is going to sound crazy. Do I feel for the baby? Of course.
Sure.
You have a young lady here. She must have been 22. And some of these drugs, there's no turning back. I'm not giving up hope.
No. Nope.
And you can overcome.
Yep.
But I just felt so bad. I'm thinking, number one, you shouldn't be pregnant in the first place. That poor child.
Yeah.
And now she's pregnant and she has an addiction. She can't help herself. What is it doing to the baby?
No,
I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt even worse for our unborn baby. It just was really upset. Everybody in court was just so upset. I'm doing my job.
Right.
I'm not showing emotion. It's not my job to go to court and react and show emotion. My job is to be there for my clients and to have confidence in what I'm doing for my clients.
Right.
But I'm human, and I felt for the baby, and I felt for her, and her parents were in a courtroom.
Oh,
it was just, just drugs are just destroying society. But you know what? It is proven, let's just deviate, in the states where cannabis is legal and medical and recreational, aka legal, that opiate addiction and certain drug use has gone down.
Really?
That's statistically proven. I am not making this up. And that's why I want to see the doctors come aboard and start advocating on behalf of, you know, their patients more so. But their hands are tied also. I mean, these guys have insurance they have to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about money.
All about money.
By the way, saw the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I love Journey. I was hoping Steve Perry would sing.
You going to see him when they come to Mount Pleasant?
Okay.
They're coming to Soaring Eagle.
I love the Soaring Eagle.
June 24th.
I love concerts. I love Journey, but I'm a Steve Perry fan.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Journey song?
Don't Stop Believing.
When the lights
that's a good song
go
too.
Down in the city. And the sun shines on the bay.
I thought we weren't singing anymore.
We're not.
Okay.
We're humming. Do I want to be there? in my city.
Which city are they talking about?
San Francisco, baby.
Good man, good man. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah, but that, what is that guy's name? Arnel Pernell, whatever his name is. He's really good. Do you know the story of him?
No, I mean, he's from the Philippines.
It's one of these things that...
Great country, by the way.
You remember the movie that Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston, where he was a heavy metal, he was singing a...
Yeah, rock star.
Yeah, rock star.
Love that movie.
It was that same kind of deal. They found him on the internet, on YouTube, doing covers of Journey songs, and they thought he was great, and they hired him. And that's who replaced Steve Perry.
And Steve Perry, on stage during the rock and roll induction... gave him a big shout out and said he's great.
Oh, yeah.
But Steve Perry...
I don't think they split up. I don't think Steve Perry left the band on bad terms.
No, he didn't. He hugged.
Yeah.
They all hugged.
Yeah, I think they realized.
Pearl Jam got... Wait, here. Pearl Jam also got inducted.
Did they?
Yeah, I just watched it last night.
Okay, all right.
It keeps replaying. But here's a question. Journey? What took so long for Journey?
I don't know, man.
I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg was on stage, though, because they inducted Tupac.
Right.
I just got a big shout-out because Snoop Dogg, West Coast, I love Snoop. I'm just saying.
Isn't Snoop Dogg your candidate for president?
Hey, you know what? If he ends federal prohibition, you got it, bro.
We could do a lot worse.
We could do a lot worse. Listen, after the show, you and I are going to go to the gas station. We're going to look at that concerning piece of pizza, and we're going to go buy some hand sanitizer and some flowered paper towel for my lady.
Dude, if we're going to a gas station to get food right now, we're getting a breakfast sandwich, not a pizza now.
No, I can't even do the breakfast. No, look, there's a lot of good gas stations with a lot of good food. We're not knocking it. Hey, listen, we got to go.
I know.
I think it's over.
It is.
Hey, what a show, Craig.
You didn't even break a sweat, man.
And I'm wearing a coat.
I know.
I'm sweating. I'm losing weight. I'm sweating so much. You just can't see it. But great show. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Everybody out there, have a great afternoon, whatever you're doing. Hug somebody with consent. Tell them you love them.
Don't punch them in the arm.
Don't punch them in the arm.
That would be good.
Tell them you love. Tell someone in your family that you love them.
Because you never know when they're going to be gone.
That's the true story. We all know someone that's fighting the good fight. And hey, we'll be back. If you miss any portion of the show, catch the Todd L. Levitt Law Show on Podbean, SoundCloud, and iTunes. We'll be back, Craig, same time, same place, next week in the mothership, in the screen field, on three stations. At what time?
8 to 9, Sunday mornings, 98.5, Rock 105, and 95.5, Traverse City, Sheboygan.
Everybody have a great day.
Yep.
I'm not just a litigator. Craig, take us out. I'm an advocator.
When the lights go down in the city. All right, we're not singing anymore.
All right, let's go. See you later. And the sun shines on the bay. Ooh, I want to be there, in my city. Oh, 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 oh. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you in part by Chad Malley Well Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder of Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Happy Hydro in Gaylord and Petoskey, where the happy people go to grow, and Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, offering free estimates and easy financing. Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.